Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KS95 News. A Nebraska man died from injuries he received in a two-vehicle crash Saturday afternoon on Interstate 80 in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol says 60-year-old Michael Eppenbach of Ord, Nebraska, was airlifted to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha, where he died. Two others were injured, including 36-year-old Jeffrey Eppenbach of Waverly, Nebraska, and 60-year-old George Mills of Waverly, Nebraska. Mills was driving a Ford F-150 pickup northbound from the 32-mile marker Interstate 29 on-ramp. Mills attempted a U-turn at the top of the ramp in a head-to-head construction area and collided with a northbound semi traveling on Interstate 29. The semi, whose driver was not listed, struck the driver's side door. The accident remains under investigation. The Atlantic Police Department reports three arrests over the weekend. On Saturday, 36-year-old James Chelf of Atlantic was arrested for fourth-degree criminal mischief. On Sunday, 23-year-old Joseph Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested on two Cass County warrants for public intoxication and third-degree criminal mischief. Also on Sunday, 25-year-old Shannon Lamson of Atlantic was arrested for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. All three individuals were transported to the Cass County Jail. The heat index was high again today, which can be dangerous for people that overdo it outside. Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Kennan says drink a lot of water.
Stay hydrated. You know, we drink a lot of, non-alcoholic, non-caffeinated beverages. Stay hydrated. Stay out of the heat. Don't exert yourself during the heat of the day. Try to get into a shaded area. You know, all those things that you just know you should do anyway. But you just don't want to let, yourself get too, far. And you can become disoriented and, then you forget to drink water, and it becomes a cycle where you can really get yourself into some trouble.
Kennan said there are three facilities in Cass County that have opened their doors for people who need a break from the extreme heat. The cooling station in Atlantic, located at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA at 1100 Maple Street, is open from 4:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and 4:30 to 8 p.m. on Friday. The Anita Health and Wellness Center will be available as a cooling station from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday. And the Griswold Community Building will be open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. As the weather stays hot, the demand for energy gets higher and higher each day. Alan Bonderman with Atlantic Municipal Utility says it hasn't created any problems yet, and the energy supply is still good.
On the supply side, the supplies are adequate. There's no shortage of supply in the Midwest at present. But what happens is you start using up all of your cheaper forms of supply, like baseload coal plants and nuclear plants, and you start using combustion turbines and diesel engines and forms of generation that are far more expensive. So power costs during these kinds of periods are extremely high.
Bonderman says it is okay to turn your air conditioner up a couple of degrees, but also use fans because the draft will help you feel cooler than just the normal room temperature. Shut off any unnecessary appliances that may generate heat, and shift usage for laundry and hot water into the evening hours when it has cooled down a bit. Officials say some overpasses and ramps along Interstate 29 need to be inspected for flood damage before they're judged safe. Brad Ehrlich has the story.
Iowa Department of Transportation officials say that damage could take months to repair and hamper travel along the interstate and on the approaches to bridges that cross the Missouri River and head to Nebraska. Near Sidney in southwest Iowa, river floodwater has washed away some of the dirt on the overpass where Iowa Highway 2 and Interstate 29 meet. Department spokesperson Jeff McQueen says the overpass and ramps will have to be inspected and repairs made before drivers can use them for travel north or south along I-29 to exit for driving northeast into Sidney or west into Nebraska City across the Missouri River. I'm Brad Ehrlich reporting.
Thank you very much, Brad. And the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund Committee has announced plans for the third annual TFRED Memorial Golf Tournament to be held Saturday, August 13th at the Nishna Hills Golf Course. Fredrickson, the son of Darren and Melanie Petty of Atlantic, and Gary and Carrie Fredrickson of Council Bluffs, lost his life in a 2009 home fire. In his honor, a four-person best ball tournament will begin at 9 a.m. Prizes will be awarded in three flights and on every hole, including the opportunity to win a brand new car on Detter Motor Company's Hole in One. A silent auction, t-shirt sales, and free will donation meal will be held all day in the clubhouse with the public invited to attend. The meal will consist of a hot dog or hamburger, chips, and homemade cookie or bar. Proceeds from the event have funded three annual scholarships and donations to a variety of recipients. For information about sponsoring a hole or donating to the silent auction, contact Melanie Petty at 712-249-3696. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.